Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories this Friday morning. Punjab National Bank said on Thursday it had reported loans made to the Dewan Housing Finance Corporation worth 36.89 billion rupees to India's central bank as fraud. Indian state-owned lender PNB, which was hit by a $2 billion fraud involving billionaire Nirav Modi in 2018, had already set aside 12.5 billion rupees in provisions for the loans to DHFL, which is in bankruptcy proceedings. In wake of rising number of coronavirus cases, Uttar Pradesh government on Thursday imposed a lockdown in the state starting 10 a.m. today, July 10th, till 5 a.m. on July 13th. The Yogi Adityanath-led state government has taken this decision to cut the chain of transmission of coronavirus. Reliance will load its first cargo of Venezuelan crude in 3 months this week in exchange for diesel under a swap deal the parties say is permitted under the US sanctions regime on the Latin American country. An oil tanker named Commodore would load the cargo of crude in Venezuela and ship it to India. Mukesh Ambani-led Reliance Industries and UK's energy major BP on Thursday announced the launch of Reliance BP Mobility Limited, a fuel and mobility joint venture. Operating under the Jio BP brand, the joint venture aims to become a leading player in India's fuels and mobility markets, RIL said. Asserting that economic activity is steadily coming back on track, Principal Economic Advisor Sanjeev Sanyal has said the government will undertake measures to boost demand and there is both monetary and fiscal headroom available. He hinted that the RBI may further cut interest rates as a monetary policy tool to perk up demand. He was speaking at the India Global Week 2020. The US Department of Transportation said it has revoked permission for Pakistan International Airlines to conduct charter flights to the United States, citing Federal Aviation Administration concerns over Pakistani pilot certifications. The information is contained in a revocation of special authorization dated July 1st. Pakistan last month grounded almost a third of its pilots after discovering they may have falsified their qualifications. The World Health Organization and its alliance partners, including the Vaccine Alliance Gavi, said the goal is to create 2 billion COVID-19 vaccine doses by 2021. It also assures that there will be enough doses to go around initially to protect some of the highest risk groups, including those that would otherwise be unable to afford it, particularly poor and developing countries. And that's all we have for you today. Goodbye for now.